birthday was a very big thing to talk about for me. And I thought about, oh, goodness, what am I going to say? Because, you know, we could talk about the polluted water of Flint, Michigan, and all that involved. We could talk about fracking or drilling for oil and the oil spill in the Gulf. We could talk about plastic and plastic island that's in the Pacific Ocean. Or we could talk about air pollution and our carbon footprint. We could talk about food production of food, both vegetation and animal. We could talk about consumerism and how it's creating so much trash and so much less compostable items. And we could even talk about Onondaga Lake and chemical dumping. Or we could talk about nuclear power versus solar power versus wind power. We could talk about climate change, animal rescues, animal sanctuaries, or even gardening. Although there is so much to talk about when it comes to Earth Day, let's talk about our interconnectedness. So I want to give you some background on my upbringing and my Earth Day experience. And so there's our interconnectedness. So what do you think that is? Some people know what it is. Good. Aluminum foil. So when I was growing up, and some of you might have this in your kitchen right now, or you might have grown up this way, but growing up, our aluminum foil looked like this, and it was folded up, and it was put in a drawer under the oven. Does anyone else have that experience? Okay, I had no idea until I was 18 years old that this is what aluminum foil looks like when it comes out of the box, yes. I had no idea. The people in the kitchen with me, when I open it up, and I'm like, oh, look, it's shiny, and it doesn't have wrinkles. And they're like, you're crazy. But that was my upbringing. And then what do you think might be what might reside in those? If I opened up the refrigerator and I found a Cool Whip container and a yogurt container, what might be inside those containers? It could be leftovers. Yes, that's usually what it was. It could be all sorts of things. It usually was not Cool Whip, and it usually was not yogurt. So this is how I grew up recycling. So my mom was very, very adamant about recycling and using what you have. And so every day was Earth Day when we were growing up. And in 1987, Onondaga County started this program, the Recycling and Blue Bin. And so when this came out, my mom was thrilled and loved it, and our blue bin was the neatest blue bin you've ever seen. And it still remains very neat at her house, and when she comes into my garage, she straightens up my blue bin, because my blue bin is not at all organized. So next year will be 30 years that Onondaga County has been recycling. So what do you think we could do next? What do you think we could do next? That's a great start. And maybe you'll have an idea by the end of what we can do. I have to look at my notes. I don't remember this slide. Okay. Genesis, the Genesis text. I would like to backtrack a little bit from our Genesis text, and I'd like to go to Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Humans are to be caretakers. The word dominion means, among other things, authority over. Now, in our text earlier, we learned that God said, "This is good." Creation is good, and creation is very good. So if we are to have, human beings are to have authority over something that God says is good, what would that authority look like? How would we have authority over God's precious creations. Well, if God is love, then authority means care for those things with love and with kindness. And I would even dare to say, with God's love, with a great love. So, an ecosystem. What do we see in that ecosystem? There's all sorts of things. There's turtles and fish, and there's a log, a tree that has fallen over. There's a deer and, a frog, and lily pads, and there's a bird and sun and trees, cattails. Oh, there's even a dragonfly and flowers. And what? Clean water. Good observation. So if a human being walked into that ecosystem, there's a lot of things that could be done. Some of it could be done for the good. Someone might want to go and go fishing and get a fish and eat that fish. Or someone might come along and throw some trash in that water. And that's how interconnected we all are. That ecosystem is just a part of nature, but humans can come in and do good or do harm in that ecosystem. And as interconnected as we are, and as how we are have dominion over the earth, what choices do we have? What can we do to keep that ecosystem as pure as possible? So, I heard oohs and ahs in the front row. So, this new heaven and new earth in Revelation. Has anyone seen this movie, WALL-E? Okay, some of us have. Okay, so WALL-E is this movie about this robot thing, WALL-E, the little character there, that's his name, and he lives on a planet that has been completely destroyed. You can see that. You can see the destruction around him. And the humans actually live off of that destroyed planet. They live in a spaceship out in space. That's how bad the planet has gotten. They had to leave the planet. It was totally destroyed. So I pray that our new Earth does not look like WALL-E's new Earth. The Revelation text is an apocalyptic text. That's a tongue twister for me. Apocalyptic text. And this was a genre back in the second half of the first century. It was a genre of literature. And so this text is interesting and not unique because there are other apocalyptic texts that we have found. But I was interested in this part of Revelation, our part of Revelation. See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. This gives us an example of how God is interconnected with each of us. One of the best movies I've ever seen that talks about, I'm into movies today, I guess, that really showed me visually the interconnectedness was a sci-fi movie called Avatar. Has anyone ever seen Avatar? I looked for images to put on here and it just did not do justice for how beautiful this cinematography or whatever it was. But in Avatar, there's this big tree and we could call it the Tree of Life. I'm not sure what they called it. And they all came and prayed around this tree together. And they actually, it was like a willow tree, so each of the vines that came down from the willow tree, they connected to, I think, with their tail. And it was so beautiful to see all these beings around the Tree of Life praying. It was so beautiful. And it really, to me, visually showed the interconnectedness of well, they weren't humans, but we'll say humans, and nature and God. It was such a beautiful sight. If you ever have a chance to see that movie, I highly recommend it. So what if this new heaven and new earth is already among us and we just haven't recognized it? What if God was part of our interconnectedness? What if God was part of our ecosystem? And this has already come true, that the home of God is among mortals. What if all we need to do is recognize that God is already with us, and this is our new heaven and new earth, once we start to care for our earth and have Earth Day every day? God has not been up there, but he has been here all along, and maybe we are just noticing. And when we wake up and realize we already are interconnected with each human being and nature and with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we can move toward loving and caring for the earth and in God, loving the earth in God's love and peace. So once we acknowledge God is a part of our interconnectedness, I'm going to ask this question again. How can we be a part of this new heaven and new earth? And what can we do next? We have recycled for almost 30 years. And what are we being called to do next? And what's growing in your garden of respect? Amen.